Wednesday night.
Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Call in to connect. Get a free reading.
1-888-454-ASK-1.
That's 1-888-454-2751.
Outside the U.S. and Canada,
919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to all the listeners tuning in to tonight's show, Psychic Dilemma, on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny B from Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here for the next hour chatting to you all. So stay tuned in and sit back and relax, and let's get into it. Shortly on tonight's show, I have a guest on with me who'll be sharing with us all a little bit about her journey and her new book. But before that, if you're wanting a free reading tonight, and if you're in the US and Canada, please call 888-454-ASK-1. That's 888-454-2751. Anywhere else in the world, try the global hotline on 919-341-5615. You can find me here on A1R Radio every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific in the US, and 1 p.m. in Australia, which happens to be on a Thursday. For those of you wanting to connect with me privately, you'll find me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You'll find my information posted there. If you prefer, you can also Skype me for your own private readings with me. Those details are listed on my website as well. For those of you that love Facebook, I do too, you can find me there as Psychic Dilemma. Just look up Psychic Dilemma. Now, as I said on earlier, I've got a special guest with me on tonight's show. Before I bring her on, let me share with you all a little bit about her. Her name is Dr. Leslie Phillips, and she's a speaker, a workshop leader, a meditation teacher, and the author of a spiritual adventure story book called The Midas Tree. The Midas Tree book was written to bring meditation techniques that she loves to a younger audience. Leslie is also a spiritual teacher who's passionate about meditation. She's passionate about teaching children as well as adults how to meditate, as she believes it can help them to overcome any issues they're facing. She's a frequent speaker at workshops and events as well, and she teaches a wide variety of meditation classes. Let's bring Leslie into the show and have a chat with her tonight. Welcome, Dr. Leslie. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Jenny.
Great. Now, are you up for a few questions, Dr. Leslie?
Absolutely. Fire away.
Okay, I'm into it. Now, firstly, I'm going to call you Leslie. Congratulations on the new book that you've written, The Midas Tree. I nearly mispronounced it then. Can you tell our listeners tonight a little bit about how you came to write this book and what is the book actually all about, Leslie?
Sure, I'd be really happy to tell you about the book. It's really a metaphor for the human condition. And in essence, the book contains a roadmap to living a happy and fulfilling life. Yet it's written in the style of a very kind of innocent, light, fun, and easy to read fairy story. At the same time, it contains profound spiritual teachings about the nature of reality and who we are. And also contained in the book, woven into this fairy tale, are meditation techniques and ancient spiritual secrets. So that's a little bit about the book. And how did I come to write this book? The book came to me as a vision. I was working on, in my meditations, on clearing my blocks to being a writer so that whatever it was that I was meant to birth into the world would come through. And the same night that I was doing that, when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep a wink because all of this spiritual information was just pouring into me. And so I actually wrote the book using my clairvoyant sight. And it was like watching a psychic videotape playing before my eyes. And I would literally just write down what I was seeing.
And that's how it all eventuated. It sounds wonderful. Now, I think you're going to be writing more books, Leslie. Have you thought about more books in the future, or you haven't gone there yet?
I have, and I have a couple of avenues that I want to explore. One of them is with this book, which is a novel that can be enjoyed both by children and by adults, incidentally. I think it would make a really cool, teaching tool for teachers and parents who want to teach their kids to meditate. And so I'm working on a companion book to the Midas Tree, which is more of a guide for teachers in how you can use the stories in this book to help teach kids to meditate. But also at the end of the book, without giving too much away, the hero, the beginning of the book, he finds a golden acorn, which launches him into this adventure in another reality. At the end of the book, he programs another 7 golden acorns with things that he wants to experience in the future. And so those golden acorns at the end of the Midas Tree are the seeds for additional books.
Ah, interesting. I thought you'd be writing more books. Well, good luck with future books coming up. You'll have to come back into the show, Leslie, and tell us about the new books coming up.
I'd be delighted to.
Oh, lovely. Now, let's talk about meditation. For all our listeners that don't know much about meditation, would you like to explain to us all what actually is meditation?
Absolutely. So meditation is actually a very ancient practice. And really, to put it in a nutshell, it's a practice of concentrated focus for a specific purpose. And that purpose, why somebody's doing it, can differ depending on the individual. You could be doing it because you want to improve your health. You might be doing it because you want to reduce stress and promote relaxation. Or you might want to enhance your personal growth and your spiritual growth. You might want to use it to open your intuition and your creativity, or for more of a sort of direct connection with the divine, or if you want to use the word God, with God. And so there are many reasons why people meditate, but it's a practice of concentrated focus for a specific purpose. Now, there are many forms of meditation, and I'm sure the listeners are probably familiar with, there's a type of meditation where you might be chanting, or you might be focusing on the breath, or you might be doing a visualization and imagining yourself going on a journey through a forest or a beautiful place. Or you might just empty your mind completely and be still and become a passive observer of your thoughts. Mm. And so there are many forms of meditation. The type of meditation that I teach, it helps with all of the things that I said. So you can use it to improve your health and relax and all of those things. But it's also excellent for helping you to activate and open your psychic abilities or your spiritual abilities. And it is a form of meditation which is active, not in the sense that you're necessarily physically moving your body, but that you are doing some visualization exercises during the meditation.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that. There must be plenty of benefits of meditation. Perhaps you'd like to share some of those benefits with us all, Leslie.
Yeah, I'd love to. And maybe if we start with the health benefits, because this has actually been really well studied. And if anyone was interested in this and they just wanted to do a quick Google search on the health benefits of meditation, an enormous amount of information would come up. And you would see, if you did that, that people have studied how meditation can, well, help with anxiety and panic disorders. It can help with chronic conditions such as cancer, arthritis, with hypertension, atherosclerosis, like many different illnesses have been studied with respect to how meditation can benefit them. Now, as I mentioned, my focus as a teacher is more on using meditation as a path to spiritual awareness and to help people open their and stimulate their spiritual abilities. So by using meditation to turn within, to quiet the mind, to sort of turn down external stimuli in the physical world, then you can start to activate and tune into your more subtle senses, such as your clairvoyance, which is your ability to see as spirit, your clairaudience, where you can hear as spirit, and many more. Just, you know, any that, name any, you know, telepathy, mediumship, your inner voice, claircognizance, clairsentience, all of those different spiritual abilities that we hear about. Meditation can be a path to opening your awareness of those abilities.
Yes, well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you say too that meditation can enhance one's life. What are some ways that we can use meditation to enhance our lives, Leslie?
So what I always say, and how I feel about meditation, is that it puts you in charge of your life. It puts you in charge of your life. And it helps you to rise above the strong pulls of the physical body, not to deny them, but to be able to be in charge of them. So, for example, sometimes we can be swept away by our emotions, can't we? It's a really strong drive of the physical body. But there are certain meditation techniques that you can learn that allow you to be aware of those emotions, to listen to the body's communication to you, but to stay in charge and not be swept away by that. And the other thing about meditation is that you can use it to release and let go of absolutely anything, from physical pain to emotional pain to baggage that you are carrying around from things that happened to you in the past. And you can also use it to let go of your worries and your fears. So many of us, I mean, we're all kind of programmed from when we're kids by the people around us, by our parents and by our peers. And so we can be walking around with concepts and beliefs about the world and the nature of reality that aren't actually benefiting us. And so you can use meditation to do self-exploration and to let go of things that you believe about the world that are not true for you and that don't work for you. And then you can replace them with a different set of beliefs.
Yes, well, that sounds wonderful. I never knew about stuff like that before, which is quite interesting. But thank you for sharing that. Now, let's get back to the book a little bit, The Midas Tree. Now, you told us what the book is all about. Can you tell us about the actual Midas Tree?
Yes, I'll tell you about the Midas Tree, and I'll give you a little bit more information about the book itself. So the hero of the book is called Joshua. And at the beginning of the book, he's basically in the form of a spirit. And in the spirit world where he lives, he discovers a magical golden acorn. And when he holds it in his hand, it propels him to have visions of another world. And eventually the acorn leads him to a meadow, and in the center of a meadow is this amazing tree, which is the Midas tree. And it's a very unusual tree in that it contains all of the different seasons in a single tree. And actually this Midas tree is a metaphor for physical reality and for planet Earth. And what happens is that Joshua finds a doorway in the tree and enters the tree. And that really is representing this spirit is now being born into the physical world. The rest of the book takes place inside the Midas tree. And once he's inside, he wants to go home. It's an unfamiliar environment. He's afraid. He doesn't know what to do. And he meets some guiding spirits called devas. And they explain to him that you've come into this world for a specific purpose. And you need to fulfill that purpose before you go home. And the purpose is that you have to turn yourself to gold. And as you turn yourself to gold, you also turn the tree to gold. So it's an analogy for spiritual enlightenment. And on his adventures in the tree, he encounters really, I guess, what you probably might refer to as battles of the human ego. And it's all in the form of a fairy tale. So, you know, he's encountering talking animals and many different divas, and some of them are tricksters and some of them are kind and helpful. And these divas are the keepers of ancient spiritual secrets. So each chapter is kind of like a new adventure. He meets a new teacher, and he's taught a new spiritual lesson, which then enables him to overcome the challenge that he is encountering.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I know I'm jumping around with the questions a little bit. You know how we were talking about meditation before?
Yes.
Now, you teach children to meditate, which I find quite fascinating. I'd like to ask, why teach children to meditate?
Well, one of my main purposes and my main passion, I mean, and again, there are a number of reasons you might want to do this as a parent, but, you know, all children are open spiritually. All little children are completely spiritually aware. And as they grow older, they start to close their spiritual abilities down. And it's because the adults around them and the environment around them don't validate that. So, you know, if little Johnny is talking to Uncle Fred in the corner and Uncle Fred's no longer alive, you know, or he's got an imaginary friend, well, most adults will say, well, it's his imagination and he's going to grow out of it. And, you know, it's just a silly thing that he does. And so, you know, you've got that on the one hand. And then you have most of the adults in the world today have completely lost touch with their spiritual abilities. And, you know, and if they want to retrieve them, then they have to go through a process of pretty much peeling away all the layers of pain that they have stuffed inside of themselves in order to get down to that essence that's already there on the surface in a child. And so really my passion is, and my vision is that, you know, through this book and my teachings, is that I can support a generation of children that retain their spiritual gifts, that don't have to go through that process that many adults face of dealing with, you know, all the painful experiences that they've created in their life. Because knowing how to meditate and knowing how to access your spiritual abilities, then you can clear them as you go along, as opposed to building it all up.
Yes, I can understand that very much so. Now, I don't have any children, but I have seen some children that can't really sit down and focus. How would you overcome that if you've got a super active child running around and running around? How would you get that child to sit down and focus?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'll just mention, you know, the kids that I teach are not really young ones. They're more around the sort of tweenager. And this book is appropriate for sort of more tweenage children. But just to answer that question, learning to meditate through a fairy story is a great way to capture their interest. All kids love being read to. And so, you know, having these fun and engaging characters in the book, these divas, and they're all, you know, really interesting characters that kids would, you know, that kids love. And these characters meditate. They each, so the kids can have these characters as a favorite role model that they then want to emulate. And also this type of meditation that I'm doing is very fast and active. And so there's always something to focus on. And it's not like we're saying, you know, sit in the chair, Johnny, and be quiet and empty your mind and just sit there. You know, we're talking through different activities and visualizations. So it keeps the child engaged.
Which makes an awful lot of sense, doesn't it, Leslie?
Yes, it does.
It does. Now, can meditation help open our creativity within ourselves?
Absolutely it can, because really what we're talking about here is a process that is getting you to really be in touch with who you really are at a really core essence of your being. And who we are is that we are all creators. We're co-creators with the great all that is. You know, we're divine creator spirits. And so meditation can absolutely help you to open your creativity. And if I use myself as an example, when I embarked on this journey to be a spiritual teacher, I spent about 5 or 6 years in very intensive spiritual training. And in that process, I found myself just enjoying drawing and sketching. And I did it as a very private thing that I just liked to do. I thought that my images that I was making were kind of childlike and that nobody would, I didn't show them to anybody. But years later, I was guided in a meditation that I was meant to turn these images into an inspirational card deck. And that's what I did. And so now, in some of my classes, I use this card deck to teach people mm-hmm. to open their spiritual abilities. And then, of course, I wrote a book. And so, that's examples from my life, how I believe meditation has assisted me in opening my creative flow. But I think it can do this for everyone.
I think it can too, because can meditation help us to tune into our inner guidance?
Absolutely, 100%. It can help you to do that because, like I said, it helps you to tune into yourself, to quiet the mind, to let go of external stimuli, to let go of the energy of other people that can interfere with you really having that clarity about yourself. And through that process, then you can just start to listen to those more subtle intuitive signals that are actually mm-hmm. there, present all the time. It's just that you're not noticing them.
Exactly. Now, why write a children's novel rather than a how-to book? Because do you think adults would also enjoy reading your book as well?
Yes. I know that adults enjoy reading my book because lots of adults have read it and given it really good reviews. If you go on the MidasTree.com website, you'll see some of the reviews that adults have written. Mm-hmm. In fact, many of them have said, I was at a difficult time in my life and I read this book and it really helped me. And so, it's a fairy story, but it's kind of like in the vein of the Celestine Prophecy or Illusions by Richard Bach, in that mm-hmm. it's delivering, it's packed full of profound spiritual information. Now, why write it? Now, I'm going to answer your second question, which was why write a children's novel rather than a how-to book? And really, that's mainly, there's two answers to this. One is that this book was a gift from spirit. I didn't set out to write either this or that. Mm-hmm. I just wrote what came through and was given to me. But then once I'd written the book and I was able to step back and look at what I had created, then what I believe about it is a couple of things. People learn best when they're having fun and they're being entertained. So a how-to book, an instruction book, mm-hmm. It's very useful. But a fun and engaging fairy story, that's a very entertaining way to learn spiritual information. The other thing is I feel and I hope that more people, a greater variety of people, would be attracted to a story than an instruction manual. And so I'm hoping that this book it's really an opportunity to reach a wider audience.
Which is wonderful. Now, thank you for sharing that. Now, you've got a very interesting background, Leslie. You've got a background being a scientist and a businesswoman. How did you come to be a meditation teacher? I bet that's on everyone's lips. I'd love to know.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think that my personal story mimics some of the things that I've been saying that I'm passionate about, and that is that, as a child, I was spiritually open, as all children are, and I grew up in a family where what was really recognized and rewarded was the intellect. And so, doing well at school, excelling academically was what my parents wanted me to do. And so that's what I did. I fit into the mold. I went to university. I got a PhD in drug discovery. I worked as a scientist in drug discovery, and then I became a deal negotiator in the pharmaceutical industry as well. But I never lost that core thread of spirituality completely. And so in my 20s, I kept a dream diary, and I won't go into a lot of detail about that, but that was really, through some of the experiences I had in those dreams, it was really proof to me of another of another world, of the spirit world, because I met spirit guides, I had premonitions, I saw past lifetimes, I had all sorts of experiences. And that then led me to seek out people who I could connect with and talk about these experiences. And so when I lived in England, I was a member of a dream group that met every week. Mm-hmm. And from there, I basically just started taking classes in meditation and mm-hmm. in healing and in opening my clairvoyance. And so when I came to Canada, I studied at a place called the CDM Spiritual Teaching Center for 5 years. So I did all their basic training. I took a 2-year clairvoyant training program and a 2-year teacher training program. And I was doing that actually in parallel to being a businesswoman. And so, as you can imagine, I was leading quite a double life for many years, in that, you know, I couldn't go into work in the pharmaceutical industry and say, well, guess what I did last night? I gave
exactly.
Some psychic readings. I told people about their spirit guides and their past lives, and because that's it's not really accepted and taken seriously by a lot of people in that realm, And then the same thing in the spiritual world. There's a lot of prejudice against some of the more conventional aspects of society, and some of it's well founded. And so really, part of how I make sense of my life is to say that, I've sort of managed to balance those extremes, though, of the intellect and the intuition within myself. And now my role is to help other people to do that, and to help the world come back to center as well, and not be so polarized.
Exactly. Now, we've got a few minutes, Leslie, till we're off to a commercial break. How about if you teach us a meditation technique that we could all get into? We've got about probably 3-5 minutes to get into a commercial break, but would you like to walk us through a meditation technique that our listeners and myself can go through? It could be quite interesting.
I'd love to. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you a technique which is called grounding. And so all you need to do is sit in a straight back chair with your feet flat on the floor and your hands resting lightly in your lap, and close your eyes. And then just start to take a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. And a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. And then I'm just going to get you to tune in to an energy center that exists near the base of your spine. So be aware of an energy center that exists near the base of your spine, and start to create a flow of energy that goes from there all the way to the center of the earth. And so it's going to go through the chair that you're sitting in. It's going to go through the floor of the room, the foundations of the building, and all the layers of planet Earth. And just take a moment to experience what this sensation of being grounded is like for you. Notice if it's a familiar feeling or not. You may even like to visualize your grounding cord as though it was a waterfall or a laser beam or a tree trunk. So just choose a visualization that works for you. And just do that now. And I'm just going to explain a little bit about why grounding is important. You are spirit. You are not your physical body. You are a high vibration, divine being of light. And so grounding, it's kind of like an electrical grounding, and it helps bring you into connection with the physical world and with your physical body so that you can start to be in charge of your life. The other thing that it does is it helps you release energy. You have this flow of energy going from near the base of your spine to the center of the earth. And you can let go of absolutely anything. So right now, just be aware of an area in your physical body where you are experiencing stress. And then just start to release all of those feelings of stress down the flow of energy that goes down this grounding cord. Let go of your stress, release it to the center of the earth. And continue to do this while I tell you a little bit more information about grounding. So you can let go of your stress as you're doing now. You can let go of physical pain, tension. You can change your emotions by letting go of an overwhelming emotion down your grounding. You can change your beliefs about reality. It's an extremely powerful technique. I always say to people, if you learn one meditation technique your whole lifetime and you learn to ground, you have the power to take charge of your reality and you have the power to change your life. So, in a quick 3-minute snapshot, that is the meditation technique of grounding. And so, whenever you're ready, take another nice deep breath. Just pat yourself on the leg and open your eyes.
Oh, I nearly nodded off, Leslie. That was so relaxing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, so, doesn't matter what you ground to. You said it could be a waterfall or a tree. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter what your visualization is, but the idea is that you are grounding from that area near the base of your spine, which is actually your first chakra. It's an energy center that contains your information on physical reality. You're grounding from there to the center of the earth, because the earth is the physical reality that you're living in. But it's not important how you visualize it. Whatever you visualize, you'll be doing it. But, you know, some people like the waterfall because it's got the sensation of the water flowing away. Other people like the tree trunk because it feels really strong and solid. You know, and other people like the laser beam because it feels fast. And, you know, I've had people just create their own visualizations. I even had a guy who was a gardener, and he imagined he had one of those gardening sieves, and he was just sieving away the stuff that he didn't like.
Oh dear, I was the waterfall, Leslie. What do you ground yourself with? What do you use?
I use a laser beam.
Oh, okay. I might go to laser beam then. No, I like the waterfall. For me, that's flowing and nice and grounding. It sounds lovely, but I'm sure our listeners really enjoyed that. Now, Leslie, we're off to a commercial break. Would you like to stay on and do some readings with me after the commercial break?
I'd love to. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Okay, before we run off to the commercial break, just tell our listeners where they can connect with you, Leslie. Where can they find out more information on you?
Great. So if you're interested in the book, go to themidastree.com, and you can also go to the Facebook page of The Midas Tree, which is facebook.com/themidastree. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Dr. Leslie Phillips on Twitter. And you can go to my website, drlesliephillips.com, if you're interested in the healing work that I do, in the clairvoyant readings that I do, in the classes that I teach. And I also do my readings on Skype and my healings on Skype, and I do private one-on-one tuition on Skype as well. So there's lots of different ways that you can connect with me depending on where your interest lies. But the book, you can go to themidastree.com, and there's a button that will take you to Amazon, and you can purchase the book from Amazon.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that, Leslie. I'll meet you the other side of the commercial break. We'll shoot off to a commercial break and we'll take some live callers down the line. I'll see you shortly.
Fabulous.
This is A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
And now back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here doing brief readings on Psychic Radio and chatting with my guest. If you guys are wanting to connect with me privately, you'll find me at my website. That's at psychicdilemma.com. My contact details are listed there. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 20 minutes or so. So do come through and say hi. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer one free question for you all. Remember, I'm only ever a chat room or a phone call away. I guess your only dilemma is, do I? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma. Now, my guest on tonight's show is author, spiritual teacher, speaker, workshop leader, and meditation teacher, Dr. Leslie Phillips. Welcome back, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing about your lovely book and thank you for sharing about meditation. That's lovely. While we're waiting for some callers to call into the show, I've got another question for you. Are you up for another question?
Absolutely. Fire away.
I'm the question woman tonight. Now, if you had one secret, and this is a tricky question, if you had one secret you'd like to share about life with our listeners tonight, and I ask everyone this question, Leslie, what would that question be?
If I was to ask a question or give you an answer, sorry.
If you had one secret that you would like to share about
right.
life,
okay.
what would it be?
One secret of life. Well, it would be this. It would be to say that you are spirit. I think I said this already. You are spirit. You are not your physical body. You are an eternal, multidimensional being of love and light. And meditation can help you to realize profound truths about who you are and the nature of reality. So it can help you to understand that this is who you really are.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that. I just like to know what everyone likes to share with our listeners. Now, let's take some callers, Leslie, down the line and see what we can do for them. Let's bring our first caller into the show. We've got Tracy in Waterloo first. Iowa, are you there, Tracy?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Psychic Dilemma. You're talking to Jenny and you're talking to my guest, Dr. Leslie, tonight. How can we help you, Tracy?
Hello, Jenny. Hello, Leslie.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. I would like to know two questions. We've had a lot going on. Well, I've had a lot going on in my life, a lot of changing going on. And I know there's some things coming up for us. I was curious. Me and my mother live next door to each other right now. And we're trying to get moved soon. And I was just kind of curious, and we've been looking at this house, and we've looked at it a couple times, and it's near my aunt where we need to be because my mother has some health issues right now. And I was just kind of curious if you've seen anything in the way of that home, mm-hmm. as far as a move and how soon.
All right, I'll jump in here first if you like, Leslie.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Tracy, what's Mum's first name?
Rita.
And what's your date of birth, Tracy?
What's my date of birth?
Yes.
1971.
Okay. Now, I can see big changes around you. 2013 is an excellent year for you because you've been sitting still for a long time. It's kind mm-hmm. of like you're
Yeah, you haven't. You've been stagnating, for the want of a better word. But I do see you moving forward, because you've made all these plans in your head. Put out the intention that you're going to move, because I see you and Mum moving quite soon. This is something that you're really wanting to see happen. But don't just sit there and procrastinate, Tracy. Take a little bit of control and do it there, because I don't want you staying there a few months down the track, because there's interesting things coming your way, big changes for you this year. It's going to be a lot of major changes with you, and a lot of luck is on your side, where I see a lot more happiness for you.
Oh, good.
Now, I'm going to throw you over to Leslie to see what Leslie sees for you. And if you have your second question, you can quite easily fire into that as well, Tracy. Mm-hmm. But over to Leslie.
Sure. Okay. And I'm going to give you a slightly different perspective. Because I have one ethical guideline that I use is I don't predict the future for people, because I believe in your ability to create your own reality. So what I'm going to look at is this is what you want to create, so what is it that is blocking you from creating what you want? And the first thing that came up was a little bit to do with the dynamic between you, your relationship with your mom, and it was kind of that it almost looked to me like it wasn't quite in present time, and so that you're not quite both looking at each other as you are now, but more through the lens of the past and the relationship that you've had in the past. The other thing was, it seemed like your mom is really sort of energetically relying on you to, you know, make the decision and get the thing happening. And then
you are
three,
absolutely right.
Yeah, and then three. I'm just seeing you feel a little bit kind of overwhelmed and also not always completely clear on what it is that you want, because you have the other energy in your space which is confusing you a little bit. But I'm seeing that, and so this grounding technique that we learned tonight is great for you to help you let go of that foreign energy, to help you let go of your mum's energy, just so that you can be clear about what it is that you want. But I'm seeing then there is absolutely nothing in your way of you creating what you want to create.
Wonderful. Okay.
Sounds wonderful, Tracy, and I'm agreeing with Leslie, because don't just procrastinate or sit still. Do something. Make that decision, like Leslie said. Put out the intention, because the ball is in your court. You can do it quite easily. And if you're taking a bit of a risk, you're going to assert yourself and make progress. I can see that happening quite easily.
Wonderful. That is great. And my other
you can always connect with Leslie at her website. Leslie, can you tell Tracy your website where she can connect with you? Because we've got another caller coming in.
So it's drlesliephillips.com, but I'll spell it drleslieyphillips.com. And that's the same spelling to find me on Skype as well.
Okay.
And Tracy, you can connect with
my other question.
We've got some other callers coming in, Tracy, so we'll just take one question tonight. But you can always connect with me in my chat rooms after the show at psychicdilemma.com. And, yeah, and we can address those questions, because we've got a line of people calling into the show. But thank you very much, and take care, Tracy. Bye. Tracy's gone. Now we've got our next caller. We've got Tanika in Nova Scotia, Canada. Your territory, Leslie. How are you, Tanika?
Good. How are you?
Did I say your name right, Tanika?
Yeah, perfect.
It's a lovely name. You're talking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma and my guest on tonight, Dr. Leslie Phillips.
Thank you for calling.
That's all right. How can we help you?
I was just, my friend told me, she sent me the number to call and told me to call, so I'm not really
good.
Sure.
Is there anything you're wanting to know?
Basically, if there's anything you want to tell me.
Okay. I'm going to throw you over to Leslie. Would you like me to jump in, Leslie, or would you like to jump in first?
No, I can give you a little bit of a quick reading on your energy.
Yes.
And, you know, the first thing that I was noticing with you, and I might just need a bit more information. Are you familiar with words like chakras or not?
Not really.
No, okay. So I'll put it in layman's terms then. So I'm seeing that energetically, your energy is kind of in a state of wanting answers, reaching out and needing answers and asking for help. But I'm seeing that you're doing that in a way that you're really sort of opening yourself up very wide. And I'm actually seeing that that makes you more confused, because you're getting, it's like having your radio tuned into many channels at the same time instead of just the one channel, which is your higher guidance. And so again, I guess I'll reiterate for you to do that grounding technique that we spoke about earlier, and to just focus on bringing your energy and your consciousness and your focus just onto you. And you can do that by actually just focusing on your physical body and your breathing. And I'm just seeing that just might help you to get a bit more focused and a bit more clear.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense, Tanika. I'll jump in here too. Even though this year might have been a little bit slowly in starting for you, you'll find the second 6 months of the year is where you start to really shine and move forward. You've got a lot of abilities around you, I feel, Tanika, that you don't even know that you have at the moment. And it's like you're scattering your energies a little bit thin at the moment. Don't, because you've got the opportunity to kick a lot of goals this year. Is there anything you're really wanting to see happen?
Yes.
What are you wanting to see happen?
Well, I'm in school right now, and I'm going to be graduating, and I really want to get a good job and a good career. And just
good on you.
Really.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. You've got a lot of skills and talents you don't even know that will exist, but as time goes on, I should say, it's going to emerge and you can kick these major goals that I'm talking about. I feel it's an excellent time for you. Are you knuckling down with your studies?
Yeah,
good, because you've got the ability to pass this and do anything you want to do. So have a look around at what you want to see happen. You are very good with healing as well. You're quite a spiritual person too, but there's a lot of opportunities around you. So start surrounding yourself with a lot of positive people, upbeat people. Have a look around, because get ready. This is going to be your year to shine. You're going to do quite well.
Yeah, and I just want to sort of agree with Jenny there in that I'm kind of seeing the same thing, that you have an enormous amount of abilities. You're not completely aware of all of them. And also, I'm not sure what it is that you've been studying, but don't narrow your vision on the basis of what you've done before, because I'm seeing something for you that might not be in your field of vision right now, but it looks really bright.
Okay.
Sounds good, Tanika. Let us know how you go. I feel that you're going to be quite fine. Just get out there, do what you have to do. But I want to wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Tanika. Bye. Tanika's gone. We've got one more caller because we're coming to the end of the show, Leslie. Doesn't it go quick?
Wow, yeah, it does.
That hour. Let's bring our caller in. We've got Devon in Minneapolis. Is that how you say it? Hello, Devon. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. How are you? I can't even say. Tell me. How do we say your name?
Are you a medium?
I'm not a medium. I'm a psychic. I don't talk to people that has passed.
I was just wondering about me and my girlfriend's relationship. How would it go in the future?
Yeah. How do we pronounce your first name?
Divine.
Divine. It's a lovely name. You're speaking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma and my guest, Dr. Leslie, tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's have a look. What's your date of birth? Divine?
August 11th.
Mm-hmm. And your girlfriend, what's her name? Yeah, what's her name?
Kayla.
Taylor or Kayla?
Kayla, with a K.
With a K. And what's her date of birth again?
My date of birth?
No, hers.
March 16th, 1993.
Okay. Now, for a start, I feel that both of you are soulmates. You have been connected to her in many, many past lives together. You know, when you first met her, there was a really strong connection with you two. But sometimes she's on one page and sometimes you're on another page. It's very hard to stay on the same page sometimes. How long has she been around you now?
It'll be a year in April.
Yeah. This can be a long-term thing, but I feel it's like you're both closing doors on past baggage around you both and dealing with things. If you're wanting her in your life long-term, this can happen. You know how you're going slowly, slowly at the moment with it, yeah?
Yeah.
Slowly, slowly at the moment. I think remain focused and see what you want to see happen, because I feel this can lead to long term if this is what you're wanting. I'm going to throw you over to Dr.
Kids?
Leslie, yeah, and see what she sees, because we've only got a few minutes left in the show.
Well, I was saying the exact same thing as you, Jenny, in terms of that sometimes they're on a completely different page.
Yes.
And then they're not quite connecting because they're, you know, seeing things from a different perspective. So I absolutely validate that. I mean, I thought that what I might do is just do a quick tune into one of those past lifetimes that you were referring to, see if I can get some information that is helpful from that perspective. So I'm actually tuning into a lifetime. Looks like it's in Tibet, because the symbol that I'm getting that gives me helps me enter the lifetime is it's the wheel of karma. And so seeing in a Tibetan village, and I'm seeing you be in a male body, and I'm seeing that she is actually your child in that lifetime. So not your partner, but your child. And looks like she's a male child, not a female child. And you had a really close relationship, and this child really looked up to you. You know, like how kids, they love their dad. They think their dad has all the answers and knows everything. It was that kind of relationship that he looked up to you. And I'm seeing that a lot of the time you were busy. It looks like you were some kind of a merchant, and you weren't always able to give him the attention that he wanted from you. So he was always kind of craving more and craving more, and feeling a little bit, what's the word? Unfulfilled might not be the right word, but craving more. And so let's see why that's coming up. Maybe that works into the dynamic of the current relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to have to jump in here, Leslie and Divine, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. But if you're wanting to connect, you can always connect with Dr. Leslie. Would you like to tell him your website?
Yeah, drlesleyphillips.com, drlesleyphillips.com, and themidastree.com, which is themidastree.com.
Well, thank you very much for calling into the show, Divine. You take care and let us know how you go.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Now, he's gone. And I want to thank you, Dr. Leslie, for being a great guest on the show and sharing a little bit about your wonderful book and meditation. Quickly before you go, would you like to share with our listeners where they can connect with you?
Absolutely, I'd love to. So on Twitter, I am Dr. Leslie P. And on Skype, I am Dr. Leslie Phillips. And my website is drlesleyphillips.com. And for the book, you can go to themidastree.com. And again, there's contact details on each of those websites. And there's a couple of Facebook pages as well, one on the Midas Tree and one on Dr. Leslie Phillips. So all of those ways are great ways to connect with me.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And you take care. We'll have you on the show again when you write your second and third books, Leslie.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jenny. It's been an absolute pleasure being on your show.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Leslie. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Dr. Leslie's gone. We've come to the end of the show tonight, and I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into Psychic Dilemma and calling into the show on the Ask One Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, in about 5 minutes, I'll be in the chat rooms. So come through and say hello, and I'll answer that one free question if you mention A1R Psychic Radio. Now, if you're on Facebook, you can find me there as Psychic Dilemma as well. I'd like to say a big thank you to Dave and Connie, the producer, and Connie, his offsider, for running a great show here. Love you guys. Now, my guest on next week's show is author, hypnotherapist, energy healer, and a musical psychic. So maybe she'll dance, maybe she'll sing. She specializes in love and relationships. So stay tuned in next week, to hear Pamela Cummings' story. Now, you'll catch me here every Wednesday evening in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 1 p.m. in Australia. Now, I have a quote tonight, and it's an anonymous quote. Happiness is not given, but exchanged. I think happiness can be given too, actually. I don't agree with that quote. But until next week, guys, sending out blessings to you all, and bye from Psychic Dilemma.